The following podcast is for people who grew up in the 90s. Wherever you are right now, you're about to be transported back in time. And get ready for a nostalgia-filled trip down memory lane with the 90s Today podcast, where we talk about the 90s today. And by the way, do you love orange sodas? Because we do.
And here it goes
with your hosts, Brandon and James.
Hey, you wild and crazy 90s kids, you're listening to the Nostalgia Mothership, known only as the 90s Today Podcast. I am your host, Brandon, and here comes James, the Laugh Riot sidekick of Super Dude, quick with a joke and faster than a giggle. They're the super funny hero of our show, able to make milk curdle with laughter alone.
My God. Thanks.
You're welcome. And, you know, today we're going to be talking about all that.
All that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the 90s years, right? Yeah,
not the 2000 years.
New, thank you.
I don't know that I've seen much of that anyway.
Same.
So how you been?
Oh, well, as you know, and our listeners know, I celebrated a 40th birthday. It is the anniversary of my birth.
Of being born, yeah.
Yeah, my 40th birthday last week. And then about 5 hours after April 20th was over with, I was admitted into the emergency room. And we'll just say that. Not because of overdoing it with partying. No partying like that was done. But no, I had some major medical issues. And I had to go to the ER. I'm better. Just tired. But yeah, I'm better. How about you?
Nothing new, man. I was worried about you, though. Yeah. I'm glad that you're better.
Oh, man. Yeah, celebrating my 40s has been pretty rough so far. Like,
welcome to your 40s.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah, all right. Oh, man. Oh, gee whiz.
Yeah, you been watching any new TV shows or anything lately you want to talk to us about?
I've actually not been watching any TV. You would think I'd be watching a lot of TV or something here, since I've not been really able to do much of anything. Like, today was the first day I actually went out and drove.
Yeah.
And, last night was the first night I've been back home.
Oh, wow.
I haven't watched hardly anything. I watched a 90s movie the other day, Stargate. Watched that. Which is, it's 30th anniversary is coming up later this year.
Did you read your Danielle Steele books?
No, I did buy a book. I bought a book on my birthday. It's called Unexpected or Exciting Adventures or something like that. I don't know. It's a book by Daniel Wallace. I read some comic books. Have you been watching anything?
No, we saw a comic book by R.L. Stein.
Yeah, we did see it
recently. We did. Interesting.
Yeah. What about you? Did you watch anything here lately?
No, nothing really new. Wrestling and stuff like that.
Have you been playing anything or no?
No.
Yeah, just I've been sleeping a lot, to be completely honest. I've just been the painkillers I've been on. Yeah, I've been in the bed a lot. Anyway.
Well, guys, if you would like to rate our podcast, you can do so on your podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast. Just leave us 5 stars, mm-hmm. if you would. If you're not going to leave us 5 stars, just don't leave us anything. But we hope you leave us 5 stars.
I mean, there's no reason not to. I mean, it's a nostalgia-filled, fun, free podcast. Why wouldn't you leave us 5 stars?
Subscribing is free.
That's right.
And if you do that, you can make us better.
That's right.
And make us more known out there.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, we're allowing people to advertise on here. So if anybody wants to advertise on our show and you don't want to just hear nostalgia 90s commercials, but we both enjoy that anyway.
You'll still get those.
Yeah, you still will get that. It ain't replacing it. But if you'd like to advertise your podcast, or if you'd like to advertise us on your podcast, just get in touch with us at the 90s Today on our social media, on Instagram and X and Facebook.
All right. Sounds good.
And so, James, did we get anybody to answer our trivia last time?
We actually did.
No, you're kidding.
We did.
No, there's no way.
We did. I promise you that we did.
So many weeks of saying, James shaking his head no.
All right, I'll go ahead and I'll tell you last week's trivia question. Who was the victim in the Olympic scandal that was dubbed the whack heard round the world? Brandon, do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, who was it?
Nancy Kerrigan.
It was Nancy Kerrigan, and we had a listener by the name of Mike_Watkins77331 on Instagram to give us the correct answer. So Mike_Watkins77331, you are the winner of a fabulous no prize shout out only on the 90s Today podcast. Congratulations. And, of course, we're going to have to go right into this week's trivia question, and it's a two-parter.
And is One Take James here?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Okay.
What color is the A button on a Nintendo 64 controller? And also, what color are the C buttons? If you think that you know the answer to this week's trivia question, be the first to correctly respond on our Facebook or Instagram post, and you, yes, you could be the winner of a fabulous no-price shout-out only on the 90s Today podcast.
One Take James strikes back.
He may be 40 and he may be a little bit tired, but he's still One Take James.
Oh, yeah. So, James, 30 years ago this week.
Oh, yeah, where we talk about things that happened, well,
30 years ago this week.
All right, Brandon, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so the number one film in America 30 years ago this week was Bad Girls. I believe that was a all-female Western. It was number one at the box office with $5,012,200. Brandon, what about TV?
Then on TV, we had Seinfeld, who got 29.6 million views.
Likes and subscribes. The number one album 30 years ago this week was The Division Bell by Pink Floyd. It sold 465,000 units. And Brandon, what was that single?
Once again, your single is from R. Kelly, Bump and Grind.
Ah, yes. And we're going to lead you into 5 seconds of Bump and Grind.
Only on the 90 Day Podcast.
Only on the 90 Day Podcast. I don't see nothing wrong.
I don't think nothing's wrong.
I don't know the rest. Oh, I know it, but I'm not singing.
Ah, I was hoping. Okay.
All right, James. So now it's time for us to talk about the things that are relevant to today from the 90s.
Yes, sir.
90 seconds. So we need someone to help us do that. And that's the one and only Mark Summers. Count us down, Mark.
On your mark. Get set. Go!
Go, go, Power Rangers. But to a new toy company. Kinda. Hasbro, a leading toy and game company, announced a global licensing agreement with Playmates Toys, a global toy design, development, marketing, and distribution company to produce and distribute Power Rangers products. Playmates is debuting its first Power Rangers collection with a kid-targeted Mighty Morphin Power Rangers toy line in 2025. As part of the agreement, Playmates holds licensing rights to develop additional cross-category Power Rangers products, including action figures, blasters, plush, role-play, vehicles, and accessories. The deal encompasses a global distribution across all regions, excluding Asia. You may remember the name Playmates from their massively popular Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toy line, and you may recognize the Hasbro name from G.I. Joe, Transformers, Dungeons & Dragons, Magic the Gathering, etc., etc. Hasbro first purchased Power Rangers back in 2018 from Saban Properties for $522 million in a cash and stock deal. Back to you, James. Thank you, me. And before we start talking about the 30th anniversary of all that, here's a little something for you.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
New L'Oreal Kids.
L'Oreal.
Gentle shampoo.
L'Oreal.
Bye-bye tears.
It's new. L'Oreal.
Tangles nuts.
Because we're worth it too.
Beautiful hair.
L'Oreal.
Oh, it's so beautiful. New L'Oreal Kid Shampoo.
Because we're worth it too.
You OK? quiero Taco Bell.
Man, I really enjoyed those commercials that we just played. How about you?
I love them. I try to come up with nifty ones every week.
You did.
Come up with. Remember.
Like your Power Moods CD.
Yeah, I've been waiting to put the Pure Moods CD commercial in there for quite some time. What better day to do it than for my birthday episode?
What better thing than wake you up in the middle of the night?
Yeah. But anyway, Brandon, what's this week's episode about?
Well, dude, cut the crap. It's all that. 30th anniversary. The 90s is all that, like we say.
And a bag of chips.
Right. What kind of chips are your favorite?
I don't know.
Really?
Barbecue?
Okay. Barbecue. But chips? Y'all loved all that. I loved all that. He loved all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about it because it's the 30th anniversary and it was a big part of our childhood from the 90s. And of course, me and James were talking about it earlier. It was on SNICK.
Yeah, it sure was. It premiered on, well, I wrote it somewhere.
You said yeah. April the 16th, 1994.
There you go. Yeah. And it actually premiered at 8:30 p.m. in a very, very different SNICK lineup than what we were normal. Familiar with, because you know, used to, it's Clarissa Explains It All, and then we had some Roundhouse or Adventures of Pete and Pete, some Ren and Stimpy, and Are You Afraid of the Dark? Well, we had The Secret World of Alex Mack. That was... then we had all that, and then Ren and Stimpy, and then Are You Afraid of the Dark?
All that. James, was you going to do the all that intro? Go.
I'll play it right before we start talking about this.
Okay. Well, you know, that was just really odd to me that Pete and Pete closed it out without Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Hmm?
I mean, you were talking about, before that, you were talking about Pete and Pete closing it out and not Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Well, this happened in spring of 96. Yeah, there was a whole, like, half of a year where Are You Afraid of the Dark was actually not even airing during SNICK, which is odd to even think about. So, yeah, here's a weird lineup before we started going back into all that here. So, yes, during the spring 96, October 5th, 96, Secret World of Alex Mack, Space Cases, All That, and Adventures of Pete and Pete was your SNICK lineup. No Are You Afraid of the Dark. How weird is that? And there was like almost like a two-year gap where Are You Afraid of the Dark was no longer part of the SNICK lineup either.
One thing I want to add before we go into all that is this, you know, I'm so used to it being bow. Mm-hmm. You know, and then going into Are You Afraid of the Dark, and yeah, it'd be so weird to hear that going into Pete and Pete.
That'd be so weird.
Yeah. So yeah, James. So what's your first memories of all that?
Oh man. Well, I guess my first memories of all that was that we're getting the new show, and thank God it's not Roundhouse Part 2.
Oh, I mean, sorry to the people that like Roundhouse, but this is a much, much better replacement.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back then. Yeah. I don't think I really started watching Saturday Night Live or reruns of Saturday Night Live until way later. I think I started getting into that when I was in junior high and started watching more of Comedy Central. But yeah, we just had a new show, and I was all about seeing kids just be funny. Because mm-hmm. Roundhouse was just dumb to mm-hmm. me. It was dumb, and they do have, like, you just got done telling jokes, and now all of you are dancing now. This is weird. But with all that, you had kids ranging from like kids like my age to maybe, you know, middle schoolers. So, yeah. I mean, you had kids ranging from seemingly from that age, just being funny back then.
Kids being kids, not having to be a certain way.
Yeah,
these
kids ranged from like 11 to like 15 years old back then. Mm-hmm. So I went and looked at some of the ages.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I was like, man, they've got to be real old right now. Then I started looking. I was like, no, they're only about 5 years older than us. So it's actually, I was like, okay, I don't feel as old.
We could have been on all that.
We could have been on all that. Yeah. If my parents wanted to put me through a nationwide talent search, you know.
All right.
Yeah. What about you? What are some of your first memories of all that?
you know, really, you know, being on Nickelodeon and watching the shows that come on there, mm-hmm. it happened to come on. It was kind of like introduced like a Saturday Night Live for children. And, man, some of that stuff is just outrageously funny.
Right.
Like, just the kind of humor that I like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, like, some of the skits, like, you know, Repairman,
right.
And stuff like that, man. Super Dude and Good Burger, of course.
Absolutely, Good Burger. And which we have an older episode about that you can listen to in our archives.
Mm-hmm. And then even the musical guest, I always wanted to see who it was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it was always usually like some R&B, which I normally really didn't care for. But I still watched it, though. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you a little bit of background about all that real quick, if I can. Is that all right with you?
Oh, it's all that for me.
Okay. So, as we already mentioned, All That premiered on April 16th, 1994, and it actually went all the way. Of course, there's been some time taken off between seasons to December 17th, 2020.
See, that don't make sense to me. I don't remember any episode in 2020s or anything like that.
No, I remember
in 2000s, I didn't want to watch it. I didn't.
I think these were the seasons that were actually produced by Kenan and Kel, and actually had a few of the original cast members come back.
I wouldn't mind seeing a couple of them, see what I thought of them, but I haven't seen them.
All right, so the series was created by two guys by the name of Michael Tollins and Brian Robbins. Looks like Robbins and another guy who we know, Dan Schneider, who ended up becoming the head writer of the show. They met on a sitcom on ABC called Head of the Class.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, not only did they act on the show, they were really more interested in writing. So they were pretty popular enough that originally they were asked to co-host the 1988 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards by a guy by the name of Albie Hicht. He asked them to host that show, but he also asked them, hey, would you guys be willing to come up with a show for us? Well, they declined because they were actually still contractually obligated by ABC to be on Head of the Class more. Mm-hmm. Once that show was canceled, they ended up going back to Albie here and saying, you know, maybe we can come up with something. But before that, Brian Robbins ended up becoming friends with, I just mentioned, a guy named Michael Tollins at the time, and they ended up starting up their own production company. So all three of these guys were all involved in creating what would eventually become All That. So the whole premise was to create a Saturday Night Live type of show. That would also be influenced by the Carol Burnett Show, Laugh-In, and You Can't Do That on Television. Now, normally, whenever you want to develop a show, you write a pilot first. You write that pilot episode, and then you make your cast, or then you choose your cast. They did the opposite. They went on a nationwide talent search to find all these hilarious kids, basically. And then they decided, all right, let's write a pilot based on the strengths, the comedic strengths of all of these actors that we have here. And that's what they did. So it's very, very odd way to write a show. All right, so I mentioned that nationwide talent search. Season 1 and 2 consisted of Angelique Bates, Lori Beth Denberg, Katrina Johnson, Kel Mitchell, Elisa Reyes, Josh Server, Kenan Thompson, and there you go. All right, and of course we know that the theme song that you were trying to get me to sing earlier was performed by TLC. Seasons 1 and 2 occurred during the 1994 and 1995 TV season there. Mm. In 96, the first two seasons were actually filmed at Nickelodeon Studios in Orlando, Florida. However, for the 1996 season, which would be the third season, moved to the Paramount Picture Studios in L.A. And during this time, actually, Bates left the show and Amanda Bynes joined the cast. And Amanda Bynes was actually found during at a comedy club called Laugh Factory, I believe, where they were doing like a kids workshop, and that's how she was discovered there. Also, at the end of the third season, Johnson and Reyes actually leave the show. For the fourth season, which is 97, Leon Frierson, Christy Knowings, Danny Tamborelli joined the cast. For the fifth season of 98, Nick Cannon and Mark Saul joined the cast. But also, Keenan and Kel leave the show at the end of the fifth season. And here's something that I barely remember, but Gabriel Iglesias, some people might know him as Fluffy, the stand-up comedian, replaces both Keenan and Kel. So that just covers the 90s seasons of all that. I didn't really, apparently there's like the 99 season, it's kind of weird. Like they didn't do a whole lot of episodes and it aired sporadically. So I didn't really cover that at all. And it's because there's just a lot of stuff that I just don't remember.
I don't remember some of that stuff.
Saying. But I guess I'll talk about some notable musical guests. And I thought, you know, I remember Boyz II Men being on here. And of course, TLC and Da Brat. But once I started reading a full list, like I said, just the 90s years, just the 90s seasons, I was pretty floored. I'm like, wow, this is a pretty great list. TLC, Da Brat, Brandy, Coolio, Usher, Outkast, Naughty by Nature, Run-DMC, LL Cool J, Nas, Aaliyah, Busta Rhymes, Wyclef Jean, Mary J. Blige, Spice Girls, I couldn't believe that, Spice Girls, oh, Ginger Spice, Backstreet Boys, Boyz II Men, Destiny Child, Beyonce was on all that, Salt and Pepper, Ice Cube, Sugar Ray, 98 Degrees. I mean, that's like a who's who.
Yeah.
Of a notable and fantastic musical guest. I just couldn't believe that. But, of course, all that is nothing without the sketches on the show. So I wrote down some notable sketches. If you remember something that I did not write down, Brandon, by all means. And we can just talk about it however you want to. But, of course, you cannot mention all that without mentioning
Good Burger.
Absolutely. Man, and what's crazy is, you know, we talked about this on our Good Burger episode. The Good Burger movies are the only movies made that were actually based on a live-action Nickelodeon property.
Really?
Yeah. And, of course, Nickelodeon has made live-action movies before, but Good Burger is the only one that was actually made that was based on something live action previously. So that's the only thing. And you can't count like an Are You Afraid of the Dark TV movie
because or Legends of the Hidden Temple. It's a game show.
Yeah, because they were not theatrically released. These are major motion pictures that were actually. It's crazy. I can't believe it. But yeah, I mean, you would think after you know almost 30 years they would have done something else, but no.
The Shelby Woo, that wasn't...
No.
That was just an original movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe it was a TV show, wasn't it?
Now, Rugrats are cartoons. So, yeah, you're right.
Yep. Hmm. Yeah, what about Good Burger? What do you mean about Good Burger?
No.
Yeah. Just the surfer dude, Ed, just being absolutely clueless. Of course, he means well, but he's just stupid.
Yeah.
You know, strawberry jacuzzi. I mean, just taking things absolutely literally.
Yeah, like I would like a good shake, and then you give me a good little shake.
A nice little dance move.
Yeah.
That's right.
Dance little move. You know, there's just been so much stuff that he's just hilarious. He is so hilarious with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he puts the grapes in his nose.
Blee, 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 blee. Yeah. But yeah, of course we are watching something that was actually part of a Jimmy Kimmel show. Somebody comes up to him, hey, this mustard's it's only half
Jimmy
full.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, what did I say?
Kimmel.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, yeah, this mustard's half full. And it's like you just got to give it a little squeeze, and he sprays mustard. Of course, that's what he does. But no, love the Good Burger skit. It's like the trademark skit of all that.
Yeah, if you think of all that, you think of Good Burger.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, you know, you used to get the Nick Box. I don't remember there being a Vital Information piece of merchandise or...
Vital Information is probably my least favorite. I mean, it can sometimes, I guess, be weirdly funny.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it come with a Good Burger chef's costume.
Yeah, apron and hat.
Apron and hat, yeah. Which I still have...
Yep.
Yep.
You wore it after
I wore it for the Good Burger episode we did. We went to Arby's.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't wear it. We went in there and got our Good Burger meal, but I didn't wear it in there.
No.
I probably should have, but I didn't.
Bet you did.
And they probably wouldn't even got the reference. Even though they sell the meal. All
right. So what do you remember about Coach Creighton?
Man. Coach Creighton was funny.
Yep. He was a gym teacher at a high school.
And just things would happen to him. And
he basically, this is basically a gym teacher who did not need to be teaching at a high school at all. This dude hated kids.
Yep. And then things would go wrong and he would just get so mad at those kids and just being crazy and out there. He was also played by Kale Mitchell that played in Good Burger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just anything. Granted, he didn't just hate the kids. I mean, he had a pretty good reason to hate these kids because these kids would always end up hurting him somehow.
Yeah.
So I kind of don't blame him there. Miss Pidlin. Miss Pidlin also was a lunch lady at the same high school that Coach Creighton taught at. She was obsessed with giving kids peas, whether they wanted them or not. You remember this?
I remember it, but I can't really.
This was a character played by Kenan Thompson, and when people didn't want their peas or they wasn't eating enough, like Miss Pidlin would get really upset, and she'd be like, "Oh, he about made Miss Pidlin lose a temper." So,
no goodness.
Yeah, always, and I think there was a one skit with Miss Pidlin where they were saying like, "All that was saying is give peas a chance," like some ridiculous like that, like one of those old Band-Aid rock commercials or concerts. So yeah, ridiculous. I'll let you take this one away.
Coming up next, Everyday French with Pierre Escargot.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this skit.
Well, he'd basically say something in French. He would be in a tub in a little yellow poncho with a yellow hat, and he'd be in a tub, and then he would say something.
He was also wearing flippers.
Flippers. Sometimes he'd have little toys with him, like a shark or whatever.
Yeah.
But he would say something in French, or it sounded like it was in French, and then it'd be something insanely crazy in the subtitles.
I have a list of some of the goofy things that he would translate. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so. Well, just for example, le coton et chez Bebda. Hey, stop licking my kangaroo. Or kiss me under the bologna tree. May I take a nap in your nose? Like yogurt, I have fruit on my bottom. I have not showered in 36 days. Why is your butt talking? I don't think it's talking. Your grandfather looks pretty in that wedding dress. It's not my fault your sheep can't follow instructions. Congratulations on your smelly sombrero. Don't put bacon fat on my toilet seat. Can I borrow your brother's pretty brassiere? Keep your hands off my chicken nuggets. I agree with that one in any language. Oh, God.
I always looked forward to that segment, though. I just couldn't wait to hear what he had to say.
Oh, yeah. Let's see, what do we got next there, Brandon? Super Dude, what can you tell us about Super Dude? And
Super Dude was a superhero. Well, first he was a little nerd, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he loved Miss Penny. She was the shiniest penny of all, Penny Lane. And but when something would happen, something would go awry, well, this guy, this nerd, would turn into Super Dude.
That's right.
And guess what? His weakness was not kryptonite.
No.
It was milk. He was lactose and intolerant, and someone would always let you know in the skit. And his arch nemesis was the milkman. So there'd be all kinds of different zany things that would happen, and the milkman would try to stop him, and Super Dude always ends up winning the day and saving Miss Penny.
That's right. Just an absolute goofy parody of Superman. What I always liked was that it was Kenan Thompson with a Superman hairstyle.
Yeah, the slick back.
Yeah.
Then he had that little so out of place. Curl.
Yeah, the split curl. He just looks so out of place on Kenan Thompson. Just a great skit there. Let's see what we got here. Walter the Ear Boy. I mean, it's Joss Server.
Ear Boy.
His ears are really big.
It's just Josh Server with some prosthetic, huge Dumbo-esque ears. That's all it is.
Going through life.
Just going through life. But it's also like, you know, accept how you look.
Like Pizza Face, you know.
Yeah, his best friend, Kill Mitchell, is Pizza Face. But one of my favorite skits involving, I believe it's Ear Boy, is that they go and they meet the Wizard of Cause, which is Bill
Cause. What? Oh, Bill Cause. Okay, gotcha.
I believe it's Ear Boy. I could be incorrect about it. I might be doing a whole bunch of
Bill Cosby. He's the Jell-O guy, right?
Yes, Brandon. He's the Jell-O guy. But yeah, the Wizard of Oz. There's a whole bunch of people with they have weird deformities. There's a guy who's made of pasta and all he wants is sauce. There's like a frog man, and it could be Ear Boy. I could be just mixing something up here. But on this guy that's got a frog face, you know, he's always worried about, you know, people are just horrified by the way he looks. So Bill Cosby's like, you know, what's your problem? And the frog's like, you know, everybody's afraid of how I look. So he puts a paper bag over Frogman's face and he says, well, are you happy? And then Frog Boy goes, no. And he's like, well, everybody else is. Oh. I was like, oh, this is the craziest.
Your Bill Cosby's on point.
Oh, no, it's not. It's really bad.
Just kidding.
Of course, but the Bill Cosby was actually portrayed by Kenan Thompson, who does a fantastic Bill Cosby, who actually ended up portraying Fat Albert in the Fat Albert live-action film. So, I mean, that's how good it is. The more you know. What you got next there?
Well, Lori Beth Denberg did our vital information.
Right.
And yeah. She basically just said just random stuff that didn't make sense to me. But do you have any of your favorites?
I can pull them up here. They're all pretty stupid, as you and I were talking about. Let's see. Yeah, we got some here. You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Oh, Macarena, Macarena. Oh, I hate the Macarena. God. If your bra is too tight, it's uncomfortable. If you're a boy and your bra is too tight, I'm uncomfortable. I don't think that would go well these days. If you're drinking apple juice and it feels warm, odds are that ain't apple juice.
Oh, boy.
If you don't know the difference between bologna and your underwear, then I ain't eating a sandwich at your house. Okay, some of these are actually pretty funny. It's not nice to push your friend Billy off the roof and then yell, look, neighbors, it's raining Billy. If your teacher gives you an F, it is wrong to say, well, what do you expect, moron? I didn't study. There's some here.
It's fun to play in the snow. It's less fun to play in a bathtub full of vomit.
You know what? It's true. I scream, you scream, we all scream, and we slam our hand in the car door.
Three blind mice, see how they run into things.
Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. Jimmy got hit with a melon, and I still don't care.
When you're reading a book, don't skip the even number of pages and say, man, this book is really odd.
The people on the bus go up and down, up and down, up and down. The people on the bus go up and down. Eventually, they all throw up.
Monkey see, monkey do, monkey no see, monkey step in do.
If your first name is Wally, and your second name is Wally, and your last name is Woo, your name is Wally Wally Woo.
The cow says moo, the duck says quack, the crazy person says ah.
You skipped the whole bunch. Sorry. A penny saved is a penny earned, and a penny earned will buy you absolutely nothing.
If you can't beat them, join them. If you can't join them, bite them.
If you blow your nose like this, it's considered rude to do this. And then sticks a tissue into a lamp.
Oh,
that's stupid. Okay.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. No one cared.
When you see an old lady, you might say, how long have you been in the swimming pool?
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and I laughed my butt off.
If you get all F's on your report card, don't feel bad. It's not your fault, you're stupid.
Oh, boy. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony. He stuck a feather in his hat and later realized he's ruined a perfectly good hat.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, then let go of his toe before the tiger kills you!
If you see someone drowning, it's rude to stand there trying to throw popcorn into their mouth.
What? If you accidentally flush your friend down the toilet, you either got a huge toilet or a teeny, teeny little friend.
Next time you're feeling sick, take a piece of ham and rub it all over your body. You won't feel any better, but hey, you'll smell like ham.
Starve a cold, feed a... What?
Fever.
Starve a cold, feed a fever, starve a bear. Bear kill you.
If your name is Steven and you have a pet turkey named Stefan... Come Thanksgiving, you'll be Stephen Stuffin' Stefan.
Well, that one's my favorite so far. If you want to invite your teacher to dinner, don't say, come to dinner, teacher. My parents have always wanted to meet a big idiot.
Contrary to popular belief, Jack Sprat can eat fat. You've just got to hold Jack down and shove that fat down his throat.
Never go to the library and say, excuse me, but I'm looking for a book on why you're so ugly.
It's rude to talk with your mouth full. It's even ruder to blow your nose in your sister's pants.
If you can't stand the heat, stay out of your kitchen. If you can't stand being dressed, get out of your pants.
If your first name is Brucifer and your middle name is Yep Stitty and your last name is Magoo-Goo, then congratulations, your full name is Brucifer Yapstitty Magoo-Goo.
What the hell? If you can't stand the heat, don't start throwing rocks at people.
It's not nice to go up to someone, shove waffles up in their nose, and say, who's got a nose full of waffles? You do.
If you have a pizza delivered, it's nice to tip the pizza man a dollar. It's
Wow,
how times have changed. It's not nice to say, hey, thanks for the pizza. Now, could you help me put it in my pants?
On Halloween, it's fun to go up to people's doors and say, trick or treat. On Groundhog Day, it's fun to go to people's doors and say, it's Groundhog Day. Now, let me look into your toes.
Jesus.
What in the world?
If a neighbor asks you if he can borrow a cup of sugar, you'll sound weird if you say, oh, you can have the sugar if you let me drink out of your toilet.
And it's better to give than to receive, especially if you receive garbage.
If you find your little brother wearing your bra, don't say, hey, little brother, what in the name of weirdness are you doing wearing my bra, you freak?
Homework bad. Pizza good.
I agree. That's the best one. There are 16 ounces in a pound. There are 38 sheep in my pants. There's a lot of pants things going on here.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, why am I talking to my Christmas tree?
Cheaters never prosper unless they bought my book, Cheating the Denberg Way.
If you speak Spanish and you don't want anyone to know, it's not smart to shout out, Elefante es grande, señorita. The elephant is huge, Missy.
Jesus.
And I had AI write us one for the 90s today.
Oh, no.
And never try to toast marshmallows on a stick over a volcano. Not only is it too hot to handle, but you might also get a lava-flavored surprise.
Jesus.
And that's vital information from James, our co-host.
Nope, that was your phone. What else we got there, buddy?
Oh, man. It seemed like we spent an hour on that one.
Yeah.
But next time we got Ask Ashley.
That's me. Well, it's not, but you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one was a later, look, a later, all that one, or middle.
Amanda Bynes. Middle time. 90s. She season. Joined, you know, like you talked from the Laugh Factory.
Right. I don't remember a whole bunch about this one for whatever reason. I just don't. But, I mean, the basic premise was that, you know, she was a little girl sitting in her bedroom and she would get viewer mail.
Mm-hmm.
And the viewer mail was just, she was honestly like, she was set up to be just an innocent, sweet little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would get this viewer mail. And these questions.
Was absolutely stupid.
Were the most idiotic questions imaginable. You know? Like, every time I go outside, I'm barefoot and I keep on stepping on rocks and they hurt my feet. What am I doing wrong?
Or my house is dark and I don't know how to make it bright again.
Yeah, of course, she will just start yelling and screaming as to why all these people were just the most idiotic people.
Do you not know what a light switch is? You idiot!
Yeah. I mean, pretty good skit that I can remember.
Oh, yeah. So now, next we got Loud Librarian.
Oh, yeah.
Which starred Lori Beth Denberg again. Mm-hmm. And basically, you had to be quiet in that library, not say a sound.
Mm-mm.
But she, she could be as loud as possible. She could. She sometimes she'd play the drums.
Yep.
And just use her megaphone to scream at people.
Bullhorn, quiet! Whistle.
This is a library.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Don't go above a whisper. Or she's going to start screaming.
Why should I be quiet? This is a library.
Well, yeah, the one little skit that you and I watched, she uncovers a pinball machine.
Loud Warrior.
The Loud Warrior was the name of the game. Loud Warrior. Let's see. Any other skits that we have here?
Repairman Man.
There you
man, go. It starred Kel.
Yep.
And basically, if anything would go wrong, like say, like one we watched was the VCR messed up. And so all of a sudden, comes through the ceiling of all things.
Oh, yeah.
Is Kel dressed up. He had a big R and overalls on, I think.
Yep.
If I'm not right. He's out like in an outfit. And yeah, he just says, I can repair it as I am Repairman Man Man. And it's not Repairman. It's Repairman Man Man Man.
I like how he does his own echo.
Yeah. Saves on the budget.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, yeah. So instead of like, you know, what you would think, he'd try to actually fix it. No. He like took the VCR player, just started hammering on the wall, busting it up with hammers and trying to just fix it. And
here's your problem. It's a videotape.
Yeah. He would act. Sometimes he would tell you like what the problem was, but the way he would get to it was just like he would wreck everything in your house.
Oh, yeah.
And then it'd be something zany like grandma's leg was broken and he's going to go fix it before the skit went off. I saw that when we was watching that one. Or that time that lady, you know, had a broken purse, you know, and he ends up destroying the purse.
Oh, well, as one would do.
You don't ever want to tell Repairman that you need something fixed.
No. Or Tim Taylor, really. I would have more faith in Tim Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cooking with Randy and Mandy.
I'm Randy.
And I'm Mandy. Yeah, this skit was basically, you know, cooking tips, but the secret ingredient was always what, Brandon?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Tons and tons of chocolate. Stuffing a Thanksgiving turkey with chocolate, you know, bars, chocolate chips.
As a kid, I thought that had been awesome.
Oh, man. It always grossed me out when you just see these kids just pouring chocolate syrup into their mouths because I hated Hershey's chocolate syrup. I didn't even like making chocolate milk with this stuff.
Yeah, I loved it.
Or putting it on ice cream.
What happened?
What happened?
Who hurt you?
Show me on the doll. No. I just never liked it. And I like strawberry syrup. I liked making strawberry milk. But yeah, chocolate syrup is a no-go.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even like any other brand?
Didn't matter. Nesquik, whatever. No.
So you're not a chocolate milkman?
I'm not a using chocolate syrup to make chocolate.
And why is that?
I just don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, anything using chocolate was their secret ingredient.
And I don't know what you wrote there.
Okra?
Okay. Oh, yeah. When Kel would play like Oprah. Mm-hmm. Not Kel, Keenan. No, it was Kel. It was Kel.
Yep.
But I barely remember that one. That's about what I remember.
It was basically just a talk show format, but Kel Mitchell was portraying a parody of Oprah Winfrey, but it was Okra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't remember anything memorable about it, except for it seems like if there was an opportunity for Kel Mitchell to be in drag, Kel was going to do it. So, yeah.
Like, I remember one about, like similar to that, like they did for Ross Perot.
Yeah.
And I actually, not just because we watched that on the TV. Actually remember that.
Yeah, I remember tons of Ross Perot.
It was the one that when Amanda came in, she left.
Katrina Johnson.
Yeah, it was Katrina Johnson. Yeah. So we got Action League Now. I didn't know that was a part of all that.
Well, it was. It was actually part of all that before it went to Kablam. But yeah, of course, if you don't know what Action League Now is, it was basically not really so much stop motion, but it was just a whole bunch of generic looking action figures.
Oh,
you
had
Stinky Diver, The Flesh, which is basically like a He-Man looking toy, but completely naked. You have Melt Man with the ability to melt, and some like a She-Ra Princess of Power figure. I can't remember what her name was. But yeah, just action figures taking on evil threats. What I remember,
which was fun to watch.
Yeah, and I remember telling you about it before on the theatrical release of Good Burger. Before the film actually started, there was a short film of Action League Now, where they go and they save Kiss action figures. And yeah, I remember that. Of course, it wasn't part of the, I don't think it was part of the VHS release or the DVD release. I could only imagine it's called Kiss wanted some money from that, so I could imagine that is why. But yeah, and of course, Action League now became pretty popular to be part of Kablam. What was the name of like the claymation, like caveman?
Oh, Prometheus and Bob.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that wasn't a part of all that though, was it? It was just part of Kablam.
I just wanted to know. Yeah. Any other skits that you can think of? I really can't. I think we covered just basically any of the more memorable ones. Now, is there like a particular segment that you just remember? Not so much an actual sketch, but like maybe a particular just any moment from all that that just stands out to you.
No, I don't really have any particular.
Well, I got one. I don't think it was a reoccurring skit, but it was. There was a store called We Got Pants. Again, with the pants humor. But there was a store. It had one pair of pants.
I remember that skit.
They were they were a certain length, a certain width. That was the only ones. So you have three people come in, want some pants. They try them on. Like, well, they're too big or, you know, they're too long or whatever. But I do remember that Kenan Thompson comes in portraying this character with a huge afro, tie-dyed shirt. He's like, hey, yeah, my name is Antoine. What it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Putting the black power fist in the air. What it is.
Yeah.
Still remember. I just remember thinking, this is the dumbest thing. The dumbest thing ever. But anything else that you can remember?
No, I'll probably remember after the show's over.
Right, yeah. We might watch some. We probably should have watched a whole bunch of skits before we did this show, but I mean.
After you guys watch this, I would suggest watching all that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, Brandon, anything else that you want to mention about all that? Not so much a particular skit or anything like that? I mean, all of that, if it weren't for all that, we wouldn't have gotten the Kenan and Kel series. I wouldn't say it was a spinoff series, but we definitely wouldn't have gotten the Kenan and Kel series.
You wouldn't have got the Amanda Show.
We wouldn't have got the Amanda Show. And Nick Cannon got his own show on Nickelodeon because of this.
Good Burger got his movies.
Exactly. And because of the Amanda Show, we got the Drake and Josh Show.
Mm-hmm. Which brought iCarly.
Yeah. Of course, that's the whole Dan Schneider version. Of course, you know me. I loved iCarly. I even watched Sam and Cat. I just thought just goofy. Here's the thing. Goofy girls being silly. That's just funny to me. And of course, the older brother Spencer on iCarly.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, great stuff. But is that about cover it for this week's?
That does, man.
Oh, I gotta mention something that's unrelated to all that. So we mentioned a while back on our 90s and 90s news segment about a month ago that IHOP has a Sonic the Hedgehog inspired menu, and so. For my birthday, Brandon came over I picked you up at 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah, we were looking for yard sale, didn't end well.
I'm surprised I wasn't hungover from the 19th. Anyway, so yeah, we go, we start doing this, we start hunting for yard sales, and then we're finally, hey, let's go. People love to leave their signs up. We found nothing.
Lead us to nothing. Big yard sale down the road, nothing.
Psych. And so
that would be hilarious. A sign that points you down the road, and then the big one says, "Sucker."
I need that, sucker.
Anyways, your story.
So we go to IHOP because I was like, okay, I remember that Sonic the Hedgehog menu, and I figured you might want to try it. So we go. Take it away.
So yeah, so I say I want Sonic's Blue Blur pancakes,
right?
And I say I want it Sonic. I want onion ring with it, which is Sonic style.
Yeah, if you say you want it Sonic style, you get onion rings with it. And you made a point to say I'm pretty sure that means I just want onion rings in it.
So she tells me,
well, she walks off.
She walks off and then comes back. And says, I believe that is the cream cheese in your pancakes.
Was that what you were asking before? How do we get onion rings and cream cheese mixed up? Or even in the same food family?
And there wasn't no cream cheese in there either.
Yes, I would like the cream cheese, please. Psych!
And they didn't act like they even knew how to ring it up. And then until this lady comes by and says, well, it's just a regular blueberry pancake with extra blueberry
There is nothing special about this menu. It is stuff they already have on the menu, just named differently.
Usually you get something special with a promotion like that.
I wonder if you got charged more because it was the Sonic menu.
We didn't look for a pancake that's in the shape of Sonic the Hedgehog. At least a symbol or something. But no.
You get a drink to drink it out of. You get to do a shoey. Did you drink it out of Sonic's red shoes?
Shoot. the onion rings. I mean, the golden rings. Onion. I just like, you know what? Never mind. I'll just eat the pancake.
I don't want to destroy your mind. But yeah, so that was our Sonic adventure from IHOP.
So go to your IHOP and say I'd like a Sonic style and just see what you're.
So the food, 1 out of 5 stars. How was it?
The blueberries was probably about a 4-star. I really did enjoy them.
Okay, the experience.
1 star. Although, I did get the waitress to give me the Sonic the Hedgehog menu.
Yeah, there's like a little menu they have like by the napkin and pancake syrup holder that they have right there. Brandon scored a free menu.
So, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
So, you ready to wrap it up, James?
We can wrap it up, sir.
Just give me a second.
Oh, man.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to listen to an old episode where we talk about TGIF, SNCC, Saturday morning cartoons, and the Wendy's Super Bar, and much more, subscribe to our show at Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, CastBox, Overcast, Spotify, Breaker, and Radio Republic, or anywhere your podcasts are distributed. You can find me at The90s Today on Instagram and Twitter. James, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Instagram at JamesWoo10 and on X at James_Woo10.
James, you want to sign us out?
No.
Until next time.
Hey, James! Wake up. The show's over.